McNally, we're back at the ramp. You left here yesterday morning at 8:04. You come back this morning just before 6. It's just gone 6 now. Rough time, 21 hours and 50 minutes. I'm sure you're delighted with your time and your performance.
Yeah, really, really happy with it. I kind of, right at the end, I had quite a few dark moments. So I was kind of in my head thinking, oh, maybe I'll get under 24 hours. And but thanks to the crew, I kind of, you know, was able to kind of get through that last bit.
Right. Just talk us through the sections of the race. You went up to Inishowen, you come back around Fannad, back in, and I suppose back around Glengash and back home. So did you break it up in that way, or how did you find it?
Yeah, I break it up by the kind of three sections of the route.
Okay.
So obviously, first of all, the smaller loop,
right.
And then passing back through here, that kind of felt like you've broken the back of it.
Right.
And then my next kind of big milestone was to get to the, to the kind of 315k where the food was and I could have a rest, except I forgot you had to go around, what's that bit called,
Hornhead, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
So I thought I came through the town and I thought, oh yes, right. I'm gonna go and have some soup and whatever, and I had to go round there and come back.
Right.
So I was really ready for a break then.
Right. So you experienced the hospitality of Dunfanaghy?
Oh, it was amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it took a while to get going after the break.
Okay.
But something that definitely lifted me was when it was starting to get dark and going through the town.
How did you find riding in the dark?
When it got properly dark, I found it's quite hard to kind of judge the road surface.
Okay.
So it means you kind of can't go as fast as you could.
Okay.
And I've got aero bars on my bike, so I didn't really feel like I could go on those while it was so dark.
There were 6,000 meters of gradient on the course. I'm sure you felt that at times, did you?
Yeah, I definitely did. Definitely, like the last 6 hours, any little incline felt like a mountain. But some of the climbs in the first loop were just brutal.
Right.
So I think that took it out of you for the rest of the day.
Okay.
So.
I suppose it's a great way to see the county. Had you many moments to sort of take some of the scenery in?
I did actually. Yeah. And even it was really lovely, even when it was starting to get dark and all the kind of water and large rocks and then like the outline of kind of the hills and the mountains.
Okay.
It was I really, really enjoyed the course, and because the roads kind of took you hugging the coast, they were quite quiet as well.
Okay.
So it was really really lovely course.